going on about the facilities there, but they are cracking. Right, to finish off then this evening, let's do a bit of netball, shall we? Because Billericay have had a mixed start to their Premier League netball season. Premier League netball is the highest level of the club sport in the country, and the teams that make up the three divisions have come through a gruelling county, regional and national pathway to take one of the coveted 30 places. Billericay, who compete in Premier League 3, have lost one and won one so far this season and are looking for back-to-back wins when they host Team Jets in the competition on Sunday. Earlier, I spoke to Captain Lindsay Barrett, who says they'd have hoped for a better start to the season.
We always head off wanting a win at the beginning of every game, so I think slightly disappointed to lose the first game, but obviously that we came away from that knowing we needed to build and do something a little bit different, and went out and took the win against Kent, which was fantastic. They're a very strong side, so we were pleased with that result.
Do you have targets or a plan of where you want to be and how you want the season to go?
I think this year in particular for the club, it's a real transition year. So we've got, we're a tiny club, just to put us in perspective. So we have less than 50 members, and you'll find clubs in the Premier League, particularly in Prem 3, there's clubs there with over 400 members. So Billericay is very, very small. We are about developing youth players and bringing people through. So we don't just have one team that we invest all our time into. We try and invest in all of our teams. And this year, we know there's a real challenge with Prem. We've gone up from our Regional 3 league into Regional 2. We've transitioned players then into our Prem squad, and we've lost players from our Prem squad to university. So we are regrouping, and we know that it's going to be a long season, but we've got the talent and we've got the depth in the squad. It's just going to be taking each game as it comes.
As you say, it's a relatively small club compared to the teams you're up against this year. Is this a big step up? Is there a lot of sort of outside financial pressure and that sort of thing for a club like yourselves?
Yeah, absolutely. There are so many demands on the club. I mean, anyone who's involved in any sport, in any club, knows that what goes on behind the scenes is immense. So much organisation. Obviously, the costs of being in the Premier League are very, very high. We have some sponsors, but unfortunately not the sponsorship that some other Prem clubs get. So there's cost to the players as well. And then travel, for example, as you know, we're playing Jersey next week. Unfortunately, it's a home game, but when we fly to Jersey, there's cost involved there. And there isn't a lot of support, really, when it comes to money for a club. And we have a massive amount of pressure on a small pool of volunteers. So the manager of the teams, she volunteers, just organising venues, courts, the background stuff. That's all done by volunteers. And without them, a particular lady called Tina, we would be absolutely lost.
So given how small you say you are as a club compared to everybody else, how have you done it? How have you got to this level?
It's a good question. We absolutely love netball, and it's been built around people. The club started in the 60s, and it's been built by people who care a lot about netball, but I guess more importantly care about the players. So when people join Billericay, it's not about them bettering themselves and pushing themselves as far as they can be. You know, we go out as a team, we win as a team, and we lose as a team. A lot of clubs will say they're like that, but there is something a little bit special about Billericay. We play for each other. Our head coach, Kate Humphreys, she has coached me for 32 years. Which is a long time. She has invested a lot of time in me. And I think when you've got coaches who invest in you, you perform for them, and people want to play for us. Although we're very small, and people hear good things about Billericay, it's great as a player and a coach for people to say, we like playing Billericay, they're a great club. And I think that attracts new people who are interested in finding out a little bit more about us.
It sounds like what you've got there as well is a club built from the roots right the way through, so you can bring your own players through rather than going out and fetching them in.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think we've got, to give you some more background as well, we're in different leagues. So we play in the Chelmsford League, in the top division there. We have one team there, and we have two teams in the Basildon Premier League. We have our regional team, where we have a lot of youth, but we still try and play a good combination of youth and experience, because I think that is how you bring people on. And the senior players in the club, they are quite happy to step aside or to play alongside some of the younger players to strengthen the squad, because ultimately, at some point, we all retire, and we want the club to continue to be strong, and I'm hoping that in another 20-30 years people will still be talking about Billericay Netball Club when I'm not on the court.
So you mentioned that you've got a team you're playing this next game coming in from Jersey, so you're going to have to travel out there for the return. So when you started going into National Prem 3 and you looked at the teams were there, was there a sort of a sharp intake of breath?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think in our first season as well, driving to Manchester, it's not like you pop out, you have your hours game of netball and you come home again. It's a massive commitment. And as like we mentioned earlier about travel costs as well, I don't think sometimes people not involved in the netball world would realise just how much it involves and just what commitment you have to give to it. And then not just that, the travel and everything else involved, actually when you're playing Prem, it's a different level of netball, certainly a different intensity to it.
But the fun hasn't gone out of it, despite the fact that obviously this is, not that it's not been serious in the past, but this is proper serious, isn't it?
This is proper serious, yeah. But I think we're also quite well known for a team that have always got a smile on their faces. And, you know, there's lots of intense team talks you hear elsewhere, but one of our team talks is quite famously the team that smiles the most wins, and I stick to that. Although, obviously, I wasn't smiling enough in the first game when we didn't win. But moving forward into each game, you know, we want the girls to enjoy playing netball. We play the sport because we love the sport. And I think if you've got a team that are smiling, in my opinion, you're more likely to come away with a win.
Netball has come on in leaps and strides in terms of the exposure it's got over the last few years. Obviously, we now have the Super League, and that's on satellite television. The England team have really brought it to the fore with their recent successes. Does your level get enough exposure, do you think?
I'd say it's mixed. I think a lot of it depends on people's experience as well of school netball. So, I mean, we're fortunate. We've had players come through our club, and we currently have Sophie Hankin, Billericay player, who's Mavericks. Mickey Austin was a Billericay player, and she's obviously now director of Surrey Storm Super League. And we've had talent come through who are still very much associated with the club. But at a school level, I think if the children in primary school aren't being exposed to netball and good netball and seeing what the opportunities there are for them to play, then they're less likely to want to get involved when they're a little bit older. And I personally feel that we need to invest a little bit more in the primary school netball and the younger players so they can see what's out there and they can aspire to be like the England team, but know along the way there's some great clubs they can be a part of.
Yeah, because you are the guys that ultimately are feeding through to the likes of the Mavericks and the international front as well.
Yeah, and I think it's great for, you know, younger girls. I've got three daughters myself. I've got a 16-year-old and I've got 12-year-old twins. You know, I want them to look at netball and actually say, this is something I can really get involved in. It's not only going to provide me with a pathway to be a real athlete, but also give me the other benefits we know sport provides, commitment and group of friends and belonging and the team spirit that comes with that. I want them to have that too. In actual fact, I think that's a fantastic thing for all children to have. And certainly netball is the fastest growing women's sport, and it is getting a lot more exposure, especially after England's performance in the Commonwealth Games, which was amazing. And I think we need to continue building on that and making sure that young girls and women as well are interested in getting back on court and playing.
And you could probably assume as well that her daughters were always destined to be netball players. That's Lindsay Barrett. She's the captain of Billericay Netball Club, who play in Premier League 3. As I say, they're playing a team from Jersey at home on Sunday. Team Jets is the name of their opposition. That's at the Basildon Sporting Village. It's a 10:30 start on Sunday morning, if you fancy getting out and about early doors. That is early for me on a Sunday morning. And watching a little bit of live sport, I'm sure they would appreciate your support. That'll just about do it then for another edition of Wednesday Sports.